Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. At the very beginning of this program, I'd like to offer two free booklets to you, one entitled The Fall and Rise of Britain and America, and the other one entitled The Rise and Fall of Germany and Europe. So why the difference in those two titles, apart from the fact we're talking about different countries and powers? I will explain today. Why the difference? Because, let us face reality, both America and Germany are in decline. But as I will show you, the reactions are quite differently taken by the peoples. Let's start with the United States. The editorial board of the New York Post wrote on August 20 regarding America's economy. Average Americans are spending $709 more per month on everyday goods and services like food than they were 2 years ago. That is an eye-watering $8,508 yearly bump. Indeed, inflation since Biden took office totals 15%. Focus on daily essentials like food, power bills, mortgages, and prices are up almost 25%. Biden said in February, we created more new jobs in 2 years than any president did in the entire term. No. Those were jobs lost during COVID that came back during the long employment recovery. Now, the tragedy is that many Americans are suffering economically and otherwise, but don't seem to connect the dots. Why is that? Here's an article by The Telegraph, dated August 20, referring to America's worldwide influence, so to speak. It says, in 2021, the Americans handed to the Taliban one of the most expensive and complete sets of military equipment in the world. The manner of the withdrawal from Afghanistan and the weakness it projected have had profound implications. Many experts believe that Vladimir Putin's long-held desire to annex Ukraine was sparked into action by the ineffectual way in which the U.S. withdrew. With energy prices soaring last summer due to the fallout of the Ukraine war, Biden personally went to Saudi Arabia and asked them to increase oil production. There was a time when an American leader just needed to pick up the phone. But Saudi Arabia cut production. It was an amazing sign, not only that the Saudis didn't need to do what the U.S. asked, but could do the opposite if they choose. In such a situation, dangerous new alliances form. What has been most striking in the past year has been the efforts by the Chinese to step into the roles once expected of the U.S. The Americans, meanwhile, just talk the language of taking as long as it takes regarding the Ukraine war. None of this is helped by the lack of confidence that anybody dealing with the U.S. president himself must feel. Last month, Biden held a meeting at the White House with the Israeli President Isaac Herzog. The hope was that it would reassure the Israelis that the relationship was as solid as ever. This came at the same time as Biden was chiding Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for his judicial reforms. That in itself is a classic Biden misstep. What business is it of the Americans if the Israeli government chooses to make long overdue changes to its Supreme Court system? The British article of the Telegraph is asking that question. Continuing, Tehran is once again extorting the U.S. by demanding money for prisoners. Expect lots of cash to be handed over once more, as during the Obama-Biden years, to a regime dancing on the edge of trying to become a nuclear power. For many countries in the region, Saudi Arabia and Israel perhaps most of all, that is the nightmare scenario, an Iran that goes nuclear fast. But then Iran is in a good position. It has some strong friends and some weak enemies, including the United States. Now, can't you see, just taking these few examples, that the United States is in decline domestically and internationally? But as I said, many Americans do not seem to connect the dots. Now, that's different when it comes to Germany. Let's talk about Germany in a little bit here. And let's start with Deutsche Welle, stating the following on August 18. If you think Germany is efficient and decisive, you probably don't live here. I might want to interject, if people tell me about what's happening in the United States, of course, talking from the outside, I'm telling them, well, you obviously are not living here. Continuing. From unreliable passenger rail to long waits for public services, too few appointment slots to see doctors, not enough room in preschools, German institutions seem increasingly unable to meet the everyday needs of the population they serve. That has not gone unnoticed by the general public. Just 27% of people in Germany have the sense the state is able to fulfill its responsibilities. Germans are looking for leadership. Now, the fact of the matter is, there is no leadership in Germany today. But things will change. Daily Mail wrote on August 18, "The German economy, now in recession, has declined for 3 consecutive quarters. The country is gripped by a variety of woes signaling long-term decline, most of which can be traced to Angela Merkel's 16 years of German chancellorship. Germany's mighty car industry has its back to the wall, especially since it has no special advantages when it comes to building electric vehicles, and Berlin has inflicted such high costs on it." The same, by the way, is true for the United States. It says, "Chinese manufactured electric vehicles are eating away Germany's once huge share of the car market. There are a lot of ways to ruin a nation," the article concludes. Merkel and her successors seem to have discovered most of them. Let me add, Biden has also discovered many ways to ruin a nation. But the Germans see it. Many Americans don't seem to see it. Germans are looking for decisive leadership. They are looking for alternatives. And that explains the unparalleled success story of a party called the AfD, which of course has been known as the Alternative for Germany. The Washington Post wrote on August 18, "Maximilian Krah, the newly elected top candidate of the far-right Alternative for Germany for the European elections, does not believe in watering down political messages to win centrist votes. The party is attracting a record number of German voters. In recent months, the AfD, has surged to become the second strongest political force in the country, after the opposition Christian Democrats, the party of Angela Merkel, polling at around 21% ahead of all members of the country's liberal governing coalition. And if you look at the East German states, then the AfD is number one. The article continues. But other European far-right parties have toned down and turned their focus to courting more centrist conservatives. The AfD stands apart. The experts and pundits always tell us that if you want to have better election results, you have to give up your positions. You should become a more centrist-style party, said Krah. We are not the kind of singer that asks what your audience wants and then sings a song, he said. We have a clear ideology. That's exactly what Germans want to hear. It goes on to say, Krah rejects the notion that the party is becoming more extreme or that he is to the right of it. The idea that immigrants are replacing ethnic Germans is a description of the situation rather than a conspiracy theory, said Krah, who also does not see an issue with saying that Germany should reclaim its rightful place in the world. Germany is a country in a crisis. It's not just an economic crisis, it's also an identity crisis, he said. It's a crisis where Germans forgot to be proud of their own fathers and grandfathers, mothers and grandmothers. The AfD's record high position in the polls comes amid brimming dissatisfaction with Germany's ruling three-party coalition led by Chancellor Olaf Scholz, center-left Social Democrats. Krah says established political parties have no answer to real issues Germans face. Absolutely reflecting and responding to what many Germans do feel. And so we see here in development in Germany, which again brings up what I have been talking about at the beginning of this program. Because these two booklets, which you definitely should order, the one is called The Fall and Rise of Britain and America. It explains to you from the pages of the Bible that the decline of America and also of Great Britain, for that matter, is inevitable. It's not going to get substantially better. It's going to continue up to a point where in the coming nuclear World War III, America will be destroyed. And those who survive will be in captivity. That is the fall of Britain and America. But then when Christ comes back, because this is going to happen just prior to Christ's return, he will restore America and Britain to a glory which those countries have never experienced before. And that is described as the rise of these nations and countries. Now, when it comes to Germany, we have titled this booklet, The Rise and Fall of Germany and Europe, because even though Germany is in decline, it is predestined to rise again, to become one of the most powerful blocs in the world, Europe, under German leadership. But they also, just prior to Christ's return, will fall, will be totally and completely destroyed. And the Bible tells you this also very, very clearly. And that is why you have the rise and the fall of Germany and Europe. You need to have that information as we reveal it to you from the pages of the Bible in these booklets. Please ask for free copies. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.